just a human being, yeah. Just a human being, just a human being, yeah. Just a human being.
Come on in the room. The door is open. Come in the room with an open mind, an open heart, and just with an openness and willingness to listen and to take in what resonates and to leave behind what may not. Today, we are going to get straight into it. Okay. Today, we are going to be talking about. Okay. Can I get a drum roll? That was such a basic drum roll. No, but today we are going to be talking about feelings of bitterness, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of anger, feelings of rage, feelings of disappointment, just low vibrational feelings. Okay, that's why I said come in the room with an open mind and an open heart. If you still feel like you are closed off right now, if you're still scorned and you're still hurt, you're still playing back certain moments in your head and moments of trauma and when people have wronged you or have not done right by you, have disappointed you, have let you down, if you're still carrying that in your heart and your thought processes, if it's still affecting you and how you move, how you connect with people out here, listen, baby, you are right where you need to be. Right where you need to be. I'm so happy you are here. I'm so happy you clicked that play button. I'm so happy you have showed up because listen, today we're going to get it out. We are going to get it out. And my hope is that today, by the end of this episode, you are feeling lighter. You are feeling more led to hand over those low vibrational feelings to God and to understand that our hands are but so big. I mean, our hands are pretty dainty and small. No, like in all seriousness, God has the biggest hands. And what's the Allstate man say? Are you in good hands? Are you in good hands? You should know that you are. You are in the hands of the Almighty God, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Listen, let's get into it. And it's easier said than done, but we are going to get into it. Okay. The first thing is just recognizing where you're hurt. A lot of us have told ourselves that it's just our personality to be hard. It's just our personality to clap back. It's just our personality to defend ourselves verbally and with our, you know, body language or just with our behaviors and how we interact with people that we may not like. Or when we interact with people that may have hurt us. Or interacted with just the world around us and how we engage with one another, right? It's just our personality, we say. Oh, this person got me fucked up. Oh, I'm about to fight you. Oh, them is fighting words. You not about to go at me like that. Like, you not about to talk about me like that. Keep my name out your mouth. You ain't had to do all that. You doing too much. That sound like a threat, but I only do promises over here. Do any of those lines sound familiar? Who hurt you? Who hurt us?
A lot of us say, you know, disrespect is met with disrespect. You know, disrespect is earned, it isn't given.
And though I can agree with that to a certain extent, I also want to remind a lot of us that disrespect shouldn't be met with disrespect. Disrespect should be met with silence. Remove yourself. Have you forgotten who you are? Who you really are? Aside from that chick not to mess with or that chick not to play with or just that person that come with that energy and with that smoke all day, every day. Aren't you tired of being hard? Aren't you tired of always being in fight mode? Isn't it exhausting? Always feeling like you have to protect yourself because you didn't feel like anybody was there to protect you when it was all going down. Where were they? Where were they when they said they would show up and when they would fight for you? When they would fight by you? When they would be there? When they would protect and protect your honor and stand up for you? Where were they at? Why the sudden change of heart? You told me you would never put your hands on me.
You told me that you would never disrespect me. You told me that you would never do me dirty like that. I would never do you like that. Why would you do me like that? Right? Where was the person that I met? Where is the person that I fell in love with? Let's go there. Where is the person I fell in love with? The person that was soft, the person that was kind, the person that was there for me, the person that made me feel secure and safe, the person that made me feel heard, the person that went above and beyond. Where are they? Right? Where are they? Where were you? Because ever since that moment, I wasn't the same. Right? Is any of this sounding familiar? A lot of this stuff happened when we were 3, 4, 5 years old. That person that was supposed to protect you didn't. They did the opposite. They hurt you in ways that are unimaginable and in ways that you can never fully come back from. Or at least it may feel that way. That one encounter or those encounters completely messed up your ability to be able to lead a healthier lifestyle and to lead in or to lean into healthier relationships or to at least be able to recognize them and to also recognize where you're hurting because you're always in protection mode. Right? At the end of the day, we just want to feel safe. We want to feel protected. We want our feelings and how we're experiencing something that may be negative to be validated because our experiences are valid. That shit happened to me. That shit happened to us. We're not going to turn a blind eye or turn a cheek and pretend like it didn't happen or to pretend like that's okay. Like it's okay to talk to me any type of way. Like it's okay to run the block on me or it's okay to spin the block on me. Like it's okay to disrespect me, disrespect my body, make me feel like I'm unheard, unseen, unimportant, to make me feel weak, to make me feel like you're kicking me down when I'm already broken, when I'm already sore, when I'm already bruised, when I'm already angry, when I'm already hurt, when I'm already depressed, when I'm already self-conscious, when I'm already insecure, when I'm already all of these vulnerable things, right? We put that vulnerability in a box and we chain it up. We tape that box closed. We wrap it up. We put chains all over it, multiple locks, multiple bolts. We bury it. And as long as nothing triggers it, it makes it rattle and shake on the inside. And as long as it's safely caged away somewhere, it's okay to forget about it, except for those moments where somebody got you fucked up. Let's talk about it. See, the thing about me is I didn't come to play today. And quite frankly, I don't care who may disagree with what I'm saying or who may not be in a place to accept what it is that I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that is not how God intended for you to live your life. That is not how God intended for you to conduct yourself. That is not how God had designed us to be able to interact with ourselves, the world around us, or the community that we thrive and that we move and that we grind in every day. That is not how we're supposed to be moving out here on these streets. And that is in no way, shape, or form to discredit or to disrespect anybody. That is in no shape, way, form, or fashion of me downplaying anything that may have happened. Oh, I don't know what happened. So what is she talking about? You weren't there when this went down. You weren't there. You're not extending your helping hand. What are you talking about? Shut the hell up. I can hear it now. But listen, just that's why I said, come into the room with an open heart and the open mind. We're not here to do what's easy. We're not here to agree with the masses. We're here to do the work and we're here to do what's hard. We're here to do what's painful now, but what will be pleasant later. And what it all comes down to at the end of the day is simple. We cannot control other people. No matter how much we think we can, we cannot. We cannot control what happens to us. But we can control how we react to it. We can control if we're going to allow it to rot us at our roots. We can control if we're going to allow it to close us off and to turn us cold and to turn us calloused and hard and angry and bitter. But underneath all of that, it's just that vulnerable disappointed, hurt, scorned, child, teenager, adult, for some of us. We just wanted to be seen. We just wanted to be heard. We just wanted to be protected. And we're taking all of that back today. We're releasing all that. All that clap back. All that get my lick back. You are feeding into the enemy's. You're feeding the enemy by doing that. They take it low, you go lower. They go lower, you drag it straight to hell. That is not a flex. Being hurt and being broken and feeling violated and being angry, like all of the above, that is not a flex. Naturally, when we go through things, let's just keep it real. The name of this podcast is Just a Human Being. So let's be a human being real quick. Let's keep it real. We feel our feelings, and in the moment, we feel them strongly. We want to subconsciously, and sometimes it's not subconscious. Sometimes it's a very, very conscious-minded decision. You know exactly what the hell you're doing when you go out here and when you inflict the same pain onto somebody that they inflict onto you. And I'm here to say, and I'm here to tell you that that stops today. And you may be tempted to click off of this episode. You may be tempted to just be like, oh, I'm never tuning into this shit ever again, because what is she talking about? We are tapping into a deeper place. We are freeing ourselves of stress-inducing situations that we do have control over. We are taking our power back. How do we take our power back? By releasing it. By releasing the offense. By releasing the wrongdoing. It's like the worst thing in the world is trying to get somebody to understand where they did wrong at, or where they wronged you at, where they feel like they didn't wrong you at all, or where they feel like they did nothing wrong. You cannot make a person see certain things where they are not aware or awoken or awakened to certain things. You cannot feed mashed potatoes and well, maybe you can feed mashed potatoes to a baby, but you can, but you cannot give steak and solid food to somebody that is still mentally, emotionally, and spiritually and psychologically immature, that are still in a child's place in those ways. And to speak to those people, if we knew better, we do better. And a lot of those people are operating out of a place that's traumatic for them as well. Do we ever take a step back? And this is not me condoning the wrongdoing whatsoever. But has it ever dawned on you that the people that are doing the wrongdoing never learn better? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, right? Life may not have been kind to them either, right? They may not have all their bolts and screws in their head. They may have been through some things that have caused them to react in a certain way that you just so happen to be on the receiving end of, and it's not okay. I don't use mental health as an excuse for wrongdoing or for negative things to be done to other people. I don't condone that type of behavior. That's not an excuse. But I'm just offering another perspective. Wouldn't it all be so much easier if we could just let it go? If we could just go back to that place of peace with ourselves, being unbothered by the world around us and how we have negative encounters, how we just bounce back. Yeah, it's temporarily uncomfortable, absolutely. To bite our tongue when all we want to do is just clap back when all we want to do is just put that person in their place, right? That's not to say that you can't stand up for yourself. That's not to say that you cannot speak positively over yourself. That's not to say any of those things. But that is to say that we can practice restraint, that we can learn to extend grace, and that we can learn how to rise above, right? I'm going to take it back to my childhood. My dad used to say, if you don't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. I agree with that to a certain extent, but I also believe in being open, honest, and transparent and having hard and difficult conversations when it's warranted and when it's needed, because that's how you set clear boundaries. That's how you communicate clearly when something's going on that you are not in agreement with. And my dad used to also say, two wrongs don't make a right. And some people would respond to that by saying, two negatives make a positive. And I'm like, that's not, you're missing the point. We talking principles here, you know? So in saying that, I want us to be able to practice some restraint. I want us to be able to uplift ourselves and to not stoop to lower vibrational patterns and habits and just low vibrational interactions, because ultimately it just brings us down. You will be talking in circles. You will be stressing yourself out. You'll be doing yourself a disservice. You will be increasing your own blood pressure. You will be putting your own self at risk every single time. Every single time you stoop to that negative vibration. Remaining neutral or taking the high road will always be the answer and will always throw off the enemy. Always. People want the reaction. Some people do wild stuff and they say wild things because they want the reaction. They want it. So why give them the satisfaction of giving it to them? Why open that door and lean into that? There are so many wonderful things on the other side of some of these interactions that we find ourselves in when we're dealing with others and the world around us. But in the moment, we feel our very human feelings and we feel our very human emotions, and it's normal to. But instead of letting it roll off our back like water, and choosing another way, even if it's hard to in the moment, you know, we choose the low road and we always find ourselves right back in the same situation we were trying to get ourselves out of, right? Listen, I'm not going to babble and talk forever, but we can do better. We can do better. It's not worth our time. It's not worth the effort. It's not worth the energy. Why change who you are on a soul level, in your mind, in your heart, how you know to authentically radiate? Why would you allow an outside situation or another person outside of yourself to change who you are and to bring you outside of your character? Why would you allow somebody else's actions, somebody else's hurt, somebody else's wrongdoing to trigger the same in you? That's not who you are. That is not who you are. Why allow one person's negative impact to ruin your natural loving state, your natural state of giving, your natural spirit of servitude? Why go into new connections with other people, treating them like they're the ones that caused you pain? That's not fair. So today is a simple ask, right? Today's homework is simple.
right? The next time you feel triggered, the next time you feel like someone got you absolutely messed up, the next time you feel the urge to get your lick back, remove yourself. Do not engage. Walk away. Block the number. Delete the contact. Block the social media account. Delete the comment. Do not engage. Ignore the phone call. Ignore the FaceTime. And take the high road. Just try it. And the backlash may be a thing. It may be evident for a couple days, a couple weeks. They will tire themselves out. They will look so stupid talking to themselves like a brick wall. They're getting no reaction. And eventually, they'll die off like flies. Eventually, that'll be you regaining your power back. Eventually, you'll feel stronger. Now, in the moment, you may feel, you know, tempted to be like, man, I don't know what she's talking about. I need closure, or I need them to know that that's not okay. This and that, da, 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 da. That's not your place. That's God's place. That's karma's place. That's karmic debt. Let karma come around like a hula hoop or whatever Lil Wayne said. Like, that's not your place. Sit back and let the universe straighten it out. Let God handle that. Let God handle that. God's not gonna play about you. You don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody to justify anything, because God seeks justice for you on your behalf. He acts on your behalf. He is the best lawyer that money can buy, that you don't even have to pay for. You have free access to the greatest lawyer, to the greatest defender, to the biggest lover, to the greatest restorer the world has ever known. All you got to do is just let it go. Can we practice that this week? Let it roll off. Bite your tongue. That's it. And give the rest to God. And watch what he do. Watch what he do. Okay, watch what he do. And I was getting ready to wrap up this episode, but I will grace you all with a story time. If you made it this far, you earned yourself a treat. I will grace you with a story time just to tie everything in and to show you how it's worked for me. I will say no names for privacy reasons, but I will tell the story. I was getting to know someone I grew to care about very deeply. It seemed to be going on the right path. Things seemed great. Long story short, this person allowed somebody that was close to them to disrespect me. They did not stand up for my honor. They did not honor my name. They did not intervene. They allowed me to get emotionally, mentally, psychologically, and verbally attacked. And they just sat back and allowed it, as if that person were saying what they wanted to say but couldn't. Right? It broke me because I never associated this person's character for someone that would do anything like that or condone that type of behavior or that type of communication. It was absolutely toxic, absolutely disgusting, right? And what did I do? I didn't get my lick back. I didn't say nothing negative in return to either person involved. I held my tongue. Did I feel scorned? Absolutely. I felt disgusting. I felt hurt. I felt broken. I was in shock and in disbelief. I could not believe what I was hearing. I could not believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe how things were playing out in front of my face. It was very distasteful, and it just was not okay. I will leave it at that.
And no matter how much closure I wanted, no matter how many questions I had, no matter how bad I wanted to go off and trust me when I say with my whole chest, I had so much ammunition I could have used. I could have emptied the clip. And y'all can hear the difference that fast in my tone. You can tell that I was very bothered by this thing, by this occurrence, by this situation. I had so much I could have said. So much I could have said. I could have definitely got my look back in that situation. But we kept it cutesy. Very demure. Very feminine, very soft, very mature, very very high vibrational. Okay, I chose the high road. And what I decided was, I'm not going to allow myself to be disrespected. I'm not going to allow myself to be talked to any type of way when we are adults, when we should have our emotions in check. We should be controlling our emotions, not letting our emotions control us. And in that situation, I just threw my hands up and I was like, Jesus, fix it. And I was a mess. And in the privacy of my own quarters and my own home, I'm not going to lie, I fell apart. I cried for days. Y'all, I was a very sad bitch. I was a sad bitch. And the closest friends to me, they know. They know. My sisters, my family, my mama, they know. But I just gave it to God. And I went through it. But one thing about me, God don't play about his. And God ended up handling that situation. How? That person got hit where it hurts them the most, where it hurted them the most. It hit them in their pockets real bad. Their household nearly came crumbling down. And those that were in it. That's why I say let God handle that. And it's unfortunate because God got justice on my behalf the very same day the offense took place on the back end. And I didn't know about it until days later. So anyway, that was just a short little story time. I know y'all was like, well, what's really the details? What's really the juiciness behind this story? I may or may not decide to go into that story a little deeper. Right now, I felt led to say what was relevant and what I felt would be helpful. Because let's be for real. A lot of us been there. You know, whatever your situation may entail. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Period. Don't let your actions and your words bleed over into the side of wrongdoing just because somebody wronged you or you don't agree with something or your trauma is triggered. That's a you problem, not a them problem, baby. And the reason behind the reaction or the reason behind the action that took place against you, that isn't you. Your reaction is you. You can't help what they do. What they decided to do to you, that's all on them. God got to handle that on the back end. Let God do it. Be free. It's not worth it. It really isn't. So I speak freedom over you. I speak life over you. You will not succumb to your negative thoughts. You will not succumb to your negative, your negative thoughts, your negative actions, the things that you're playing in your mind that you want to act on, I speak against it. And instead, I speak love. I speak patience. I speak forgiveness. I speak grace over it. I speak all of those things over it right now. Be free. I speak that God will seek justice on your behalf. I speak that God will make right whatever anybody has done wrong to you. I speak that the universe will make it right. I speak that there is a lesson in it for the person or the situation that has wronged you. I speak that that is not necessarily a lesson that you have to take a part in. A lot of times we go through things and we don't understand that it's not supposed to be for us to get a lesson out of. It's for the other person to get a lesson out of. And we often leave that perspective out. So with that, I close with this episode and let it linger. Play it back. Let it sink in. And just try. Just try. I promise you, if you just give it over to God, He will take it. He will take care of it for you. He will take care of it, and He will take care of you. He will not see you scorned. He will not see you down and out. He will not see you experience that type of life, because that's not the life that He wants for you. That's not the life He has for you. That's not the type of feelings He wants you to feel. Make sure you're in good hands. The best hands. But that's it for this episode. I look forward to next week. I love y'all. Thank y'all for hanging in there. I hope this was a word that resonated. I hope that you were able to take from it what you feel like you could. Just letting it sink in. That's all Spirit has for me to speak on today. I will catch y'all next week. Love you guys. Bye.